What's up, guys? Episode 257 of the PS4 Blackcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Izzy.
Yo.
And Masai.
Hello.
And Izzy's fighting a monster right now. So.
Pronounce that.
Time
Iasmet.
Is that? I have no idea how it's pronounced.
Let me look.
Iasmet.
I lost his. I gotta go back and look at it now. Where's I'm? Blah blah blah.
I think it's like Iasmet.
Oh,
Iasmet. I don't know.
Iasmet. I thought you were fighting a Tiamat or someone else.
But no, fuck. A weak one. That guy dies in like 12 seconds.
Yeah, they all have similar names.
Fighting the dude with like 60 million HP.
Yeah, that's fine.
The super boss.
You're fighting the trickster. But yeah, there's not much this week. I mean, there was a lot of previews going out for everybody for Wolfenstein 2, which I ignored because I'm like, I'm already going to play the game. I'm not going to watch or read up on any of this. That's okay. There's also more previews and hands-on impressions for The Lost Legacy, which I'm like, same issue. I just want to play it. I don't need to see anything. So I don't know why you're doing this. It comes out in less than a month. So same with more stuff for Hellblade. And I'm like, that comes out in a little over a week. So I don't need to read any of that because I'm just going to play it. So I don't know why they keep doing all these previews or stuff. I know as far as releases goes, there is Fortnite, which I thought was still in a sort of like...
Yeah, it's not fully released yet.
Yeah,
early access thing?
Yeah, it's like early access release. I was listening to it on... Whatchamacallit? Total Biscuits podcast. Or his show, he was on there with some people and they were talking about it, and it sounds like there's a ton of systems in that game as far as skill trees, and then skill trees that open up more skill trees, and then there's like just layers upon layers upon layers of systems, almost like because it's been in development for so long that they just had this feature creep that they never got rid of. I mean, a lot of it sounds like, okay, that's kind of cool, it because it adds like a long life to the game. And hearing them talk about it, like the person who was playing it, like it sounds interesting, but a lot of them were saying like there's just not a lot of direction in the game to tell you exactly how these systems work, or you know, how you should actually do things in particular orders. But yeah, it seems like it'd be pretty fun. I just not really feeling that kind of game right now. And then Pyre came out, which I haven't picked up yet. I don't know when I'll get to it, but it does look like a really gorgeous game. I know I'm still playing Darkest Dungeon in between FF12, too, so it's like I don't really want to get another game right away.
Pyre's by the team that made Transistor, right?
Yeah, Supergiant Games, right? Supermassive.
Okay. Yeah.
Bastion and Transistor.
Mm.
But and speaking of which, there are a ton of deals on the PSN right now. I think they end on the 1st. But let's see. There's a Capcom one. I lost it. Where did it go? I'm in the PlayStation Store and it just disappeared. It took me something else. So there's a Capcom one. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, this is the same page. Okay. So they got, like, you can get the DLC for Resident Evil 7, the band footage, Volume 1 and Volume 2. They're discounted for PlayStation Plus from $10 to $7, and then $15 to $10.50. You can also get like Bulletstorms on sale for PlayStation Plus. It's $39. That's the Duke Nukem edition. Then For Honor's discounted, it's $30 for PlayStation Plus. Persona 5 for PlayStation Plus is 20% off. It's $48. Actually, wow, that's weird. It's cheaper on PS3. I didn't realize that when it's $50 on PS3 and $60 on PS4 for the standard price. That's interesting.
And for then, the non-sale price?
Yeah, for just the regular price, it's $10 cheaper on PS3. It's kind of
weird.
Yeah, I wonder if it was like that at launch. Can't imagine. Resident Evil 7 Deluxe Edition is $62.99. off because it's usually $90, comes with the DLC and everything. And then the base game is $36, so that's a really good price, 40% off. The icon is just a controller silhouette because it didn't load on the store correctly, I guess.
That's a feature.
Yeah. Also, of course, as per usual, the Elder Scrolls Online Morrowind collector's editions and whatnot are all on sale because they always seem to go on sale. That game's ESO is always like having a sale, or hey, it's free, or it's $2.
This come play our game, please.
I know I said it before, but I'm really tempted whenever it gets down to like $3 to just buy it and just play it. It's like, because there's definitely going to be $3, more than $3 worth of value in that game if I just played through everything that I could solo. And I played the, I did that. There was one weekend, I think it was free. It was the same weekend that it was also a couple bucks, so you can like play it. And I played it for a bit. It seemed like it'd be all right, but it seems like it would be really fun if you just went with like 2-3 people who you could just run through the whole game.
Although I have to say it's a pretty bad sign that $3 you were still only pretty tempted and didn't just buy it.
Because it's an MMO, so if I bought it, I still have to commit. I mean, I haven't even finished the Heavensward expansion for 14, and then...
I mean, I bought games for that price that I don't think I'm ever actually going to play, and I bought them on the off chance that one day I might be interested.
Right.
So the fact that, like, you haven't bought it at that price doesn't bode well for the game.
Yeah, but I've done that for other games. It's all about opportunity cost because, it's again, it's an MMO. If I bought, like, you know, oh, Soma's $2, I can buy it and just be like, okay, I'll play it at some point. I've done that with other games on my, like, indie games on my PSN. I've done that for... a couple of them that I haven't even played yet. I just got them because they're on sale. But at least if I want to get into those, it's like, oh, it's a couple hour experience. If I'm never going to be like, you know what? I think I'm going to sit down and I just want to start an entire MMO today and just play 20 hours. Like, sure, maybe one day, but the likelihood of that happening is way low versus a smaller indie game. So
you don't get those urges? Not just like sit down and start a new MMO?
Oh, yeah, you know, all the time. You know, I'm like, I wish, I think Guild Wars 2 is on the Mac. I think I'll download Guild Wars 2. I like the first one. Yes, so that's on sale. And then we also have some other sales here. We have the, what do they call it? The Totally Digital Sale. It's round one, so I guess it's going to be a couple rounds. These are game deals that are handpicked for you. Up to 50% off base, and then 60% off for PlayStation Plus. So games like Salt and Sanctuary are on sale. I can't see the Plus because I'm not signed in, but I didn't want to sign in because then I can't see the prices for the games I do own, which is always obnoxious. But Salt and Sanctuary without PS Plus is 40% off, so instead of 18, it's 1080. Darkest Dungeon is on sale for $12.49. I thought about picking it up just so I can have it on my PS4, but I don't think I'd want to start over again. But maybe if, like, some time down the line, I'm like, you know what, I want to play this on my PS4 instead of on my computer. Soma's on sale, it's $9. Inside is on sale, it's $12. The Witness is on sale for $20. It's 50% off. Let's see, Dear Esther's on sale, it's $4. Worms Battlegrounds is on sale. It's $10. What else we got in here? Anything? Late Shift is $8.74. Then you get the Limbo Inside combo for $18 if you wanted. And then we also have anything else worth mentioning? A couple of the games in here. The Escapist Super Max Edition. Sheltered Screen Sheet is on sale. Snake Pass is on sale. But yeah, there are a lot of small sales. I'm curious what it'll be next time. Nope, there's another page. Hold on. Actually, there's a couple pages. Why are you only showing me 12 games per page? Just list them all. Now you're getting to the point where it's like stuff that you forgot existed. Yeah, Talos Principle Deluxe Edition is $22.50.
That was a good game. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah, I never did finish the DLC.
DLC was interesting. So the first, like, the initial portion of the game, people figured out really creative ways to break it. And I feel like in the DLC, it was the developers just going like, all right, we're smarter than you. We're going to figure out ways to prevent you from breaking our game.
Yeah.
It's honestly what it feels like.
Yeah, because it was, I remember suddenly when I went back into it, and it was like the first puzzle, once I got to this main area, it was just like, I was like, man, okay, I got to kind of reacquaint myself with this whole systems now, because there's a lot going on. But yeah, I would definitely like to finish the DLC at some point. I just got to get there. But yeah, all these other games on here. Contrast, it's on sale, $4. Plague Road, Worms Mayhem, Realms of Ancient War. Guacamelee is $5.25.
That is a fantastic game. If you have not played that or you do not own that, you need to buy it immediately.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm in PS. Okay, now I was mixing up to PS3 and Vita games as well. So there's a lot on sale. So yeah, 118 games are on sale. But some of them double up because it's, or triple up because it's across PS4, PS3, and Vita. So that number is not exact. But yeah, a lot of sales. Curious what round two will be and when it starts. I think it's once a week, because I know they're also doing it for movies where you can rent. Let me see if I can find it. Movies here. It's a. They're doing a thing where you can rent 99 cent summer movie sale. It's like for PlayStation Plus. So right now, you can rent Lego Batman for 99 cents. And then there's a bunch of other movies coming up. They showed a list of it previously, deals. I'm trying to find the actual thing, because they would tell you, like, oh, this week it's this week it's that. Because in a couple weeks, there was a movie where I was like, oh, then, yeah, I'd like to, in a couple weeks, I'll have to remember to rent this, because I don't think I'll be in that part of my Netflix queue by the time I get there, so I might as well just rent it off the store, especially when you can rent the HD version for 99 cents. And I've done that before for some other things they've had where I go, oh, yeah, you know, I'll rent that movie for 99 cents. I think I did that for Assassin's Creed, is what it was. But yeah, there's a couple. I can't see what they are, but I know there's something I wanted to watch on there. But yeah, I was surprised there were so many sales so quickly, because I figured after the summer sale ended, the big long run they had, there wouldn't be anything for a while, but suddenly it's like, oh, here's some more sales.
They have Logan and Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, Logan, Ghost in the Shell, and I think there's a few other, cause I think it's like there's 7 or 8 total.
Yeah, Kong Skull Island, Boss okay. Babies, Power Rangers, and Lego Batman.
Yeah, it was Kong. Kong Skull Island is the one, because I have it in my Netflix queue, but I won't get to it in time, so I probably rent that one for 99 cents.
I want to watch that.
Wait, Kong Skull Island came to Netflix?
Well, I mean, like, on DVD.
Oh, not that digital. Doesn't count.
No, yeah, if it was digital, then I watch it. No, I'm just talking about, because if I have it on my queue and it's like, oh, well, all I have to do is return a movie and I get it in 3 days, then I'll just do that. But it's so far down my list and I still have 2 movies I haven't watched, so I'm not going to, that I want to watch, I'm not going to return these to get it out. So I'll take it out of my queue and just rent it for 99 cents. But yeah. Other than that, that's it for the deals. Let's see here. I'm trying to look if there's anything else
worth
mentioning, and there isn't, because it's all about the games we talked about that we don't need to see. Pre-order guides, yada yada. The Sims 4 is confirmed for PS4 and Xbox One. I know some people like playing The Sims on the console versions. There's no. Oh, let's see. November 17th. The Sims 4 will be released on consoles. So,
and then in 4 years, you might get the rest of the expansions.
Right.
Yeah. Are they really bad about that?
Well, I kind of lost track of when they were actually releasing stuff, because the way they were doing Sims 4 is they were releasing like content packs, or it was just like stuff that you could load, like DLC stuff. And then they did like actual expansion packs, and then they were doing like updates where they were adding features and stuff like that. So it's just like, this is all taking too long and it's all in these weird chunks. I'm not going to pay attention to it anymore. The last thing that I saw was they did like an update for toddlers where like toddlers grow up properly now. And it's like, that should have been a thing. What the fuck are you doing? Please release the next expansion. I just log on every now and then and build a house. So
nice.
I just gave up.
The other thing I did see is that Wolfenstein 2 is going to get a season pass. It was announced. It's called the Freedom Chronicles Pass. According to IGN, will let players step into the roles of three different freedom fighters. The season pass will be $25 with release date details to come at a later date, of course. The three parts are as follows. The Adventures of Gunslinger Joe. Quote, as former professional quarterback Joseph Stallion smashed through Nazi hordes from the ruins of Chicago to the vastness of space.
And, what?
Because there's an exclamation point, so you go to space apparently.
I love that description.
The Diaries of Agent Silent Death. As ex-OSS agent and assassin Jessica Valiant infiltrate Nazi bunkers in California and discover the secrets of Operation San Andreas. San Andreas! Sorry, that's an exclamation point. I gotta read it the way it's written. I'm assuming that's gotta be something like some kind of earthquake device or something, I'm guessing. I don't know.
That would be hilarious.
Let's see. And then the third one is The Amazing Deeds of Captain Wilkins. As, quote, as the U.S. Army's renowned hero, Captain Gerald Wilkins, embark on a mission to Nazi-controlled Alaska to dismantle Operation Black Sun. That just reminds me of the Operation Anchorage from Fallout 3, but...
I love
that,
all
that pretty much all sounds.
And I want them.
Yeah, that pretty much all sounds like Wolfenstein.
Yeah, and then if you pre-order the game, pre-ordering the game will also give players access to the Freedom Press Chronicles Episode 0, which introduces the three playable characters in a new DLC mission that sets the stage for the content packs to come. Episode 0 is also included for those who purchase the Freedom Chronicles Season Pass. So if you don't want to pre-order Wolfenstein, instead you pick it up later. If you do end up getting the Season Pass, you do get the DLC mission. That's kind of cool. I like that they give you the... If you pre-order, it gives you a mission that introduces you to the characters that you'll be playing in the DLC later. I like that idea. That sounds kind of cool. Because I'll probably just pre-order it off PSN, like, the night before. And go, oh, yeah, it's a pre-order. But, it's like, totally counts. But, and then play the DLC there. But, yeah, it looks pretty cool. Yeah, I like the pictures they have, too. The Freedom Chronicles icon. I'll show you the image. Can I just drag it? Nope, I cannot. I have to copy the thing. Yeah, here's the image. But yeah, that's that for
I love it. I love this picture. I love the descriptions. I love everything about this.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, everything else is all... Oh, Metal Gear Solid 5 gets its first update in a year. Apparently, you can play as Ocelot in the Ford operating base missions.
I loved all the comments when that was announced of like, gee, Konami, it's not like people haven't moved on from your game by now.
They've been doing... Their Facebook feed was pretty active for Metal Gear, because not Konami, but like the Metal Gear Facebook group in general, because they do a lot of... Ford operating base challenges where they have like people do see who can do certain things the fastest and contest winners, and it seems like it's pretty active. But yeah, so let's see what else we got. There's some here about Dying Light. I'm trying to see where it went to because I think I missed it. I know they said they're going to be supporting it for a good while. Another year of DLC. There's apparently 12 months worth of content still coming to Dying Light, because they say it's the developers are like a ton of people still playing this game. Let's see, the DLC will be across all platforms, will include new enemies, new events, new mysteries, quote, and more. A new enemy content drop will be coming soon as a tiny taste of what's to come. But yeah, they say that's a game that I loved playing. I'm really hoping they announce Dying Light 2 at some point, because I had a lot of fun with Dying Light. I really wish I played that co-op, but of course, cousin, I don't think he ever picked it up, because we played all the Dead Islands together, and this is way better than Dead Island. But yeah, that was a really fun co-op game. It had a I love the grappling hook. That was another game that had a grappling hook that I loved a lot. I was like, oh, this thing is great.
But Dying Light was always one of those games where, like, it was on my list for a ridiculously long amount of time, but it came out. I can't remember what it came out alongside. It came out alongside, like, three or four other games.
No, and Dying Light came out on its own. Because it was, that was what made it so popular, too, is it was, like, a February, and there was nothing around it. Dying Light. Because it was, or it was January 27th of 2015. Let's look up 2015 video game releases. Your schedule. Yeah, because there was, that was the thing about it. It was like, oh, this came out, and then there was just, so we had, whoa, what is going on? What is this? Oh, these are events. I was like, I don't want events. I want games. God damn it. Yeah. So the only thing that came out in January that I think you probably would play, I'm trying to sort it by PS4. There was Ironclad Tactics, Resident Evil HD Remastered, Saints Row, Get Out of Hell. Then Dying Light came out on the 27th. Grim Fandango Remastered did come out the same day.
I didn't play that. And then, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it was a backlog game. I remember I had something else going on at the same time.
There's Apotheon came out in February.
Oh god, that game sucked.
Game of Thrones Episode 2 came out in February. So did, yeah, so Evolve came out in February. Nothing. Limma came out on Droid. Yeah, and there's nothing big that came out. Hey, speaking of Sims 4, it came out on Mac in February of 2015. You can see how long it's been. nothing at all, because I think the next big game it looks like that came out was for indie was Helldivers, came out in April or in March. And then, so I don't know what else you were playing. I wonder if you're playing something left over from like the end of the year previews or something.
Given how slow I am with games, it's entirely possible.
Yeah, that's a really fun game though. Like if you were ever to go back and just play it, because there's no level restriction for co-op, I'd totally like pop it in and just play again. Because that game, I just enjoyed that game a ton.
It's pretty cheap now. You can get everything like extraordinarily cheap for it. So I might just go back and get it.
Yeah, if you ever find yourself like wanting to do a open world zombie parkour game, just be like, hey, I'm on this. I'll hop in, play a little bit, because I always had fun with it. Other than that, that's basically it. I don't see anything else as I'm looking real quick. Yeah, nothing major. All right, well, I guess we could... Wait, that article's old. Why is that listed there? Some old-ass article listed up here. So you've just still been playing... Have you finished 12, and now you're just doing all the hunts, or are you...
I have the last fight of 12 left, and I've just been doing the hunts. So I'm doing the final hunt right now, and then in terms of, like, super bosses, I still have to kill Zodiark and Omega.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I kill Zodiark, Omega, and Yasmat, right now I'll have beaten pretty much everything in the game.
Nice. And then you're still playing... Or what are you doing? Do you play anything different, Zaya, now that you finished... the campaign, or are you just doing all the end game stuff?
Yep, pretty much just doing we've been doing the new maps a few nights a week, and we did Omega last week. I don't actually remember. No, we haven't done it this week. We're probably going to do it either tonight or tomorrow night, our Omega runs, to get our drops. But
see, everyone's fighting Omega.
Yep. It's actually not that bad. Like, I was kind of terrified of it because I have bad memory and can't remember mechanics, but it's not terrible. Savage scares the shit out of me, but regular Omega is fine.
Yeah. I can't remember. What's the difference between the Savage fights? Do they have new mechanics, or is it just...
Some... There's new mechanics for sure in, like, Omega 4, like, the fourth stage of it. There's, like, a whole new phase added to that fight. But the first fight, I think, is just more difficult with, like, a new combination of mechanics that you have to deal with. And then there's a couple new mechanics and stuff in the middle two fights, but they're mostly just like more difficult.
In case you were curious, I have Yasmin down to 2 bars of health.
Nice. Good job.
The 4x speed makes this fight way more bearable.
I was going to say, yeah, that must be a lot better. Every time I'm at this point where I'm like, yeah, I kind of, you know, I'll do some hunts before I continue the story. And then, because they're just piling up, and I'm like, all right. But at least at the point where the people I have to talk to are in the same location, or at least super close, because I don't want to have to warp around everywhere, waste all my stones. And then that means all the mobs are also in the same zone. So I was like, oh, good. But typically I run up and I go, okay, let's see how this fight's going. All right, 4x speed. And then I'm like, okay, problem solved. And it's the trickster, and I'm like, god damn, this guy, I forgot about his stupid... end thing. Ugh.
The trickster is one of the more annoying hunts in the entire game, and I don't know why. Like, it's not terribly difficult, it's just really obnoxious.
Yeah, like the gimmick of it running away is fine, you know, whatever, but it's the end of the trickster fight where when his health gets down and he's like, oh, I'm just gonna immune to almost everything, you have to figure out what it is. Like, that just gets kind of obnoxious.
The palings are really annoying because it's essentially you sit there for 2 minutes waiting for the paling to drop and then you can kill it.
Yeah, but even on 4x speed, it takes fucking days, and you're sitting there, it's like, and isn't, like, one random thing can go through?
Yeah, but there's no point in even trying, because right. Everything else heals him, so by the time you figure out the one random thing that goes through his paling, he's going to be healed up a ton, and your one random thing damaging him will have done, like, 10% of the amount you've healed him for.
Yeah, it just feels like it takes so long, and I'm like, this is so annoying. Stupid trickster, but yeah, that's it. I'm on just doing a couple more hunts and then Sarah Matt, but yeah, I don't want to see. Man, going back since we're on 12 still, there's the part in the game where usually it's like I'm going through, I'm like, oh, I remember this, and then I get to one zone and I'm like, I don't remember this area at all. And then right when I get to the sand puzzle, it's like sand or water, like the waterfall puzzle you have to do to get into that room that doesn't matter in this version. When I got in the room, I was like,
it matters.
There's nothing in that chest. Like, you open it up and it's nothing.
Well, the chest doesn't matter, but the area right before the chest, which you still have to solve the waterfall puzzle for, has one of the spells that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, which spell was it again? It was...
I can't remember, but I feel like it was actually a useful spell, because I had to go back and get it.
Nah, because I think it's a... It's just a time spell.
Could be.
I can't remember which one. I think I picked... I know I picked up, because you have to go through the door to go grab it. But it wasn't, like, anything crazy. But yeah, when I got to the first part of that cave, I was like, I do not remember this at all. And then, right when I got to that one room, I'm like, oh yeah, I totally remember this area now. And then when I got to Arcades, I forgot about that stupid guy that's friends with Balthiero's, like, yeah, no, you have to help me out with stuff, go talk to fucking everybody and figure out a piece of useful information. And you finally talk to the last guy, who's literally the last guy in the zone layout. If you were to talk to every NPC from where that guy tells you to go talk to people, go all the way down to the first section, and then all the way down the last, it's literally the last guy you talk to, who's the first guy from the other end of the zone, who's the vendor, and he's like, yeah, I'm totally going to sell the Moogles. And that's the useful information. You go all the way back, and he's like, oh, you should tell the Moogles. And you tell the Moogles, and you go all the way back to the Moogles, and it was like this back and forth. Like, without 4x speed, it just reminds me of how much I hated that section. It's like, and then the stupid wood section, or the, you know, the pine chops or whatever.
It's like, oh, go yeah, that part is awful.
I forgot about that entirely. It's like, I remember I had when I first went into a store, to go buy some new gear. I got the guy. He's like, oh, do you have any pine wood? I could trade it in for Chilica wood or whatever. I have no idea. Chilica wood's actually his own. I could trade it in for this. And I'm like, this sounds familiar, but I don't know why it matters. And then it's like, oh, I can't use the taxi. Oh, you have to go do errands and get 3 pieces of wood. I'm like, fuck. And they're like, gotta talk to the NPCs. And then I forgot that the names of the NPCs, because I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time with this. I'm just going to look it up. And the website I looked at, it tells you who matches up with whom. And then it's like, this person, you know, for this person. But I forgot you can't see each person's unique name until you initially talk to them at least once. And I'm like, oh my god, I gotta talk to everybody just to get their stupid names to flag.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm like, I'm not even gonna bother doing this to get the top tier piece of wood to go to this special district in Arcades. I don't give a shit.
Oh, I did that and I'm still not sure what the point was.
Yeah, it's something special, like, oh, you get some special area, but I don't think anything good comes of it. I'm like, I'm not, once I got the 3, I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. But, yeah. And then I forgot how, some of those zones, I'm trying to remember the name of the one. It's the one right before you go through that, to the zone with the waterfall puzzle. It's before you fight that, actually, no, it's a different zone. But it's before that waterfall puzzle zone. And just how many different sections are in it. It's like, oh, you're in this in these planes, and there's going to be 40 sections within it, because I'm just running around like, I got to clear all the map. I have to do it. I have to do it. And it's just so many sections to that map. I'm like, I guess you need this many, but...
There are definitely some maps that are kind of like... They're kind of poorly designed, where I was playing through and looking at them, and I'm like, all right, this game is huge. Why do I have to go through this much for this particular map? There's nothing useful over there. I don't understand it.
Right. Like, 3-4 sections, maybe. If it, especially because in this section, it's just two zone. It's a zone that connects two zones. Like, it's not fucking... an area that connects you up to 3 or 4 different zones, then it's like, okay, having multiple sections totally makes sense, because you need at least one for each connector, and then maybe a couple in between. One that has a place to rest, probably where an NPC wants you to do a hunt you can talk to, and a vendor, and then you have maybe some connecting zones between the zones that go to these other sections. It's like, okay, so maybe you can have 8, with the 9th one being the save crystal. It's like, that makes sense. But this is like a zone that just connects one to another, and you can get to it in like 3 hops, but it's like, no, we need 8 different sections. It's like, I don't get it. But the one benefit I do like about breaking up the zones like that is that when you do have to do a hunt or there's some enemy in the area, you at least know you're safe getting to it. It's like, okay, I can go to the zone, safely get to the save crystal, and then go to the one small section he's in, the monster's in. It's like, that's nice. Instead of having to wander some giant open zone, and you know, you're training all these mobs, you know, if you're not leveled, of course. But yeah, that is the one benefit, is when it breaks up like that. But sometimes the design, where it's like, oh, we have a big open field, but you know, your characters just can't jump down stuff, so you got to do this crazy ass navigation just to get to this one section. It's like, ah, there's a random river, you got to cross a bridge that's only at the other end. Right, whatever.
Yeah, jumping didn't exist in this game.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's like, I'm just going to kill people and tractor their bodies across the entire area. How about that? But, but yeah, it's still fun. Definitely good. I'm not sure how many of these hunts I'm going to do. Probably not too many, because the rewards at the moment don't really matter. They're like, rewards.
Yeah, the hunt rewards, I was surprised. They're not that great. Although, doing the rare game... a lot of the rare game that you find has the best gear that you can steal from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have actually tried stealing a ton from rare, the rare enemies, just not the actual hunts.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some nice things. I just don't know if I'll ever try to get that. But yeah, But other than that, definitely had a lot of fun with it. And I forgot, not to spoil, I won't spoil it, but I forgot once you, and I love that the Fawn Coast zone, it's like, it's nothing zone, but you zone into there, you get a cutscene, because I was watching like something at the time, like, oh, cutscene, I better pause and watch, and it's like, oh, it's a little small thing about, yeah, now we're in the Empire's territory now, and blah, 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 and then you go up to the vendor, and then it starts another cutscene that I completely forgot the information about Balthier. And when he's having that conversation with Ash, I'm like, I totally forgot this was a thing. But I love how, you know, this character development stuff happens just in this nothing zone. Like, there's nothing special about it. It's like, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, exposition about my character's backstory.
But, 12 is kind of an odd game. I don't know what they were going for with it. I've enjoyed it a lot, mm-hmm. much more than I thought I would. But at the same time, I have to admit, it's kind of just like a weird game.
Yeah, it's funny because I know where it's going. Like, I still know the overall beats, and I'm looking forward to when I finally get to some of the major ones. Because every time I'm watching it, when you bring up how, you know, Vaughn and Panella, like, they don't do anything. And even at the point where when you get to Arcades and Vaughn's like, man, I can't believe we're in a big old city like this. I just never thought about it. And, like, you know...
They never do anything.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're just along for the ride. Like, literally just along for, like, it's happenstance that he ran into Balthier and Fran. But without spoiling stuff.
His story is that he's along for the ride.
Right. But I think, well, I'll wait till I get there because I don't want to talk about it for people that if they haven't played 12 and they're going to be playing it. But there is some stuff later, like major story stuff that I believe, I can't remember if it'll shed some light on things. At least for, I'll stop there. Otherwise, it'll just keep. I'll keep trying to dance around it, and it'll be like, I'm not gonna do that anymore. But
it's kind of a weird game in that it's like it's one of the few Final Fantasies that has. Well, I mean, I guess other Final Fantasies have like Omega and Ruby weapons, things like that. But the super bosses are kind of odd in Final Fantasy XII. The whole hunt system was new at the time. It feels very much like they weren't quite sure what they wanted to do with the game. Like, they were like, do we want to make an MMO? No, we already have 11. Do we want to make a single-player game? Sort of, maybe. And they just couldn't figure out what they wanted to do with the game. And it turned out really well for that, but it definitely feels much different than every other Final Fantasy game. And then I love that it's set in a world and everything that happens in the story kind of doesn't impact any other game. Like, it's set in the same world as 14, isn't it?
It's
crazy. It's in Tactics. Yeah, it's in Tactics. Yeah.
It's going to be in 14.
Is it?
Yeah, the new 24 man raid that they're going to be coming out with in a couple patches is something evilus. So
cool.
Yeah.
But that kind of supports my whole thing of, like, the main story that happens in 12, they introduce some, like, major elements for Ivalice, and then none of the other games in Ivalice, like, acknowledge that at all. They're just kind of like, nah, this didn't happen. It's like you set it in the same world as another game, and then in one game that world is destroyed, and then you're like, yeah, it's set in the same universe in the same world, and then all of a sudden, you know, the universe is back. That's kind of how I feel with 12.
Or, like, the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to getting through once you get to the huge major beats of the story, because I'm not that far. I mean, I'm 30 hours in using 4x speed, but I'm just at the about to go to the Draklor laboratories in Arcades.
Oh yeah, you're getting close.
Yeah, because I know, because isn't after this. At what point, you go to that tower pretty soon, right?
With the Pharos Tower?
It's the tower that's like in the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the waterfall or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, I remember the cutscene and I remember the tower. Like, so much about the game where, like, I remember, I guess that's good design, I suppose, like world building. If I remember, before I got into it, I still remember big beats for games that's, I mean, this game's what?
I don't know. I hit a few instances, and I wouldn't consider them big beats. My reaction was more along the lines of, like, Oh, fuck, I remember this dungeon.
But I mean, like, I remember King Racewall's tomb. I remember the cutscene that happens right... Like, I remember the tomb. I remember the cutscene that happens right after. Like, I knew what was going to happen. Like, I just... They just stuck with me for a game that's over 10 years old. And it's just like, oh, it was kind of cool. Like, playing, it's like, yeah, I totally remember.
You know. See, games. I remember the Great Crystal and how much I hated that place.
But...
Where they pull away your map from you and then they give you all these different, like... tiny little zones to go through and navigate through without a map. Yeah, that was a fun place.
That I do remember that now that you bring it up. But yeah, I do look forward to going through some more of this later today, see how far I get. But yeah, a lot of fun. Man, speaking of 14, I was did we talk about the idea of bringing 11 into 14 as an expansion, as some kind of like parallel universe expansion?
No.
I mean, they kind of started it with Stormblood. They brought in all the fucking mobs from it.
Yeah, because I was... Man, oh, speaking of mobs, I was trying to remember like the alligators or the crocodiles in 14. I was like, man, these look so familiar, but I can't remember where I know them from. And they're the ones from 12.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, that's where it is. I was like, I know these from somewhere. And then when I saw them at all, yeah. I was like, oh, that's where they're from.
Yeah. But,
I also love the Canadian Mandragoras in 12 are really funny. But
the Prince and all those guys?
No, the Mandragoras in 12, that their head is split in half. So when they walk and like move around, it looks like they're the Canadians from South Park. And the way they talk. I love how there's different versions of Mandragoras in this too. Like the one hunt you do where it's like the six different ones. It's really funny.
Those are in 14.
Nice.
Everything's in 14 now.
I have little plushies of them in my room.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I put them in the FC house because now I have an FC house. So I put them like in a corner. I was like, this is my little corner of dolls. My little Mandragoras. Nice.
I bet they were happy with you.
Yeah.
I bet they didn't roll their eyes at all.
Well, I did put the giant elephant lamp thing in the middle of the house. So, but I mean, it came from my map, so.
Yeah, I was thinking, I guess I must have been just talking to my cousin about it, but I was thinking how cool it would be, and it'd probably bring me back to 14, if they had an expansion where you, through some parallel means, went to 11, but like pre Rise of Zalart 11.
Oh, so yeah.
It'd be like anytime in the expansion you met the Emperor. Is it the Emperor or is he the Duke? Archduke, right? In Juno?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot. Like every time you meet him as your 14 character, like if you played 11, you're like, nah, fuck that guy. I know what's up.
I know what you're about.
But I would love that, like, if, because then you have like the Tarus meet the Lalafels and the Makote meet the Mithra. That'd be kind of funny.
It would totally play into my theory that Eorzea is absolutely Vanadil, just like way in the future or something, because it's all the same fucking, basically the same races and same kind of ideas and the same kind of cities.
Yeah. Like if Vanadil had a third impact of a Evangelion style, and then everything just came back and it was 14.
Yeah, like the first Umbral era was Vanadil turning into like Hydaelyn or Eorzea. Yeah.
That'd be funny. But yeah, I thought it'd be so cool. Like you wouldn't have to bring back like every zone, because my cousin was talking about how much he's like, oh man, I miss 11. He's like, I wish they did like an HD version of it or something that you could just go and play. It's like, why don't they just do this like a giant expansion? Go to some classic zones, like have enough of them, but do all this stuff. That'd be kind of cool. I don't think they'd ever do it, but
like a Wings of the Goddess style thing where you, I mean, they kind of set up some bullshit like that in the middle of Heaven's Word with kind of like alternative worlds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they would ever like actually bring in like Vanadil kind of stuff. Or like Authurgan.
Oh, that'd be so.
That would be super fucking cool. That really would be.
Fucking hilarious if they did, and they made you go to Authurgan rather than like the mainlands of Vanadil.
Oh, that'd suck.
I'd be like, fuck, I never want to be here again.
I guess they do that, like, because if they use that expansion as an introduction for new jobs, like, let's say, like, dancer or, you know, Geomancer. Something like that. Yeah, if they did that, they would have, they couldn't do it pre-Rise of the Zalart, I guess.
And they would have to add Blue Mage, like...
Yeah, like, if that's how you got those jobs, is through that expansion, that'd be cool. But I'd love to go, like, see a HD version of, like, Ifrit's Cauldron and...
Oh, God, yeah.
Babiki Bay, Utunga Jungle.
Oh, not the jungles, why?
Maybe not.
The temple would be really cool with the Tonberries, even though they kind of have that already in Eorzea, but I don't want to go through the jungle to get there.
I'd love to see, like, a...
sea?
The... No, not sea. Sky would be awesome. I'd love to see sky, like, because if you could actually see the world below you and jump off and get one damage, or just go down to one health, that'd be so cool.
If you could combat.
Oh, man, if you could jump off sky, that'd be fucking badass. but yeah, going to sky, just the, what's the zone that leads to throne room? Because you go to, like, to Soja, in, or you go to Bosening Glacier, which then goes to
Zarkabard.
Zarkabard. Okay, it's Zarkabard. That's
what Castle. Is that it? No, Zaval Bailey's.
Yeah, there it is. You said, did you say Castle Ostroja?
Yeah, that's the Yuta one.
Yeah, it's the Yuta one. Yeah, it's the bird.
No, Zaval Castle Zaval Bailey's was the to the Shadow Lord.
Yeah, that'd be cool because, like, that kind of zone. Like, there's a lot of zones from. I'd love to see. Like, obviously, they'd have the three main cities.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you remember all this shit.
I played 11 for, like, 6-7 years on and off.
I played it for a long time, too, but I still can't remember all those names. Those names are, like, difficult fantasy names.
You don't remember Sarutobarata?
No.
Oh, my God. The Toramurai Canal would be really cool in HD.
Yeah, the Ottawa Chasm would be pretty cool.
I never want to be in Ottawa Chasm ever again, because then I have to climb that stupid fucking thing.
Well, you don't have to necessarily go up there. Just be like, just go there and there's some antlions. But,
the antlions are in Stormblood.
Nice.
Like, the same kind of fucking antlions where there's, like, the trap ones.
Mm-hmm.
Except, like, in 14 you can see them before they jump out of the ground at you, because it's easy mode. But, yeah, they're, like... The antlions are actually walking around, and there's actually ones in the ground, too, that jump up at you if you walk over them.
Sea Serpent's Grotto. That'd be fun. But yeah, there's a lot of places that would be really fun to see, like, an HD version of in 14. But who knows? Pipe dreams.
Right. That would be awesome.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's get a secret word. Last time it was chips.
I have chips on my desk again. Well, they're Cheetos, but...
Let's do a pizza, because I ate a whole pizza yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I only had, like, one thing for breakfast, and I was craving pizza the night before, but it was too late for me to want to order, and then the Pop Murphy's was closed. They close at 8 during normal weekdays. And so then I was like, yesterday I was like, you know what? I only had, like, one thing to eat, and I'm pretty hungry, so I went and bought a large pepperoni from... Them and I ate, like, I ate 7/8 of it. I didn't eat all of it. Basically, I ate the whole thing. And then I had a s'mores pizza, and I ate 3 slices of that.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm, but I was like that so full that I was like, man, I won't be able to go to sleep because I usually sleep in my stomach. I'm like, there's no way I can do this.
I can't move. I'm going to die.
I'm just going to have to lay back on the couch and play video games. But
God, I was really craving pizza earlier this week. I think I'm going to go get one now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And then I woke up this morning and I felt hungry. I was like, no, you're not. We're fucking not eating anything in a day. We ate so much yesterday. Like, I'm just going to drink some water. But it was so good. The problem I have with Pop Murphy's is that because every oven's different, like, I was like, oh, you know, I'll leave it in there for like 5 minutes. Because my last oven... It's like, I basically, it's like, oh, cook for 10 to 12. I'm like, nah, usually about 6-7 minutes is good enough. Plus, I like to try to undercook it a bit. Because I don't want it, like, crispy brown crust.
I like to you don't want it you don't want it too burnt on the very bottom.
Yeah, and so I like it to be a little more softerish dough, like right when it starts to rise kind of stuff. And I almost overcooked my pizza yesterday when I was, because I decided, like, for some reason, like, I'm gonna put some dishes away because the dishwasher was clean. And I'm like, I better do this real quick for whatever reason. And I'm like, no, I gotta stop. It's time to start to smell what smells like burntness. And I opened it up and I'm like, okay, we're good. Whew. But yeah, that was scary.
I literally forget I'm cooking sometimes. So,
man, that's, I did that once with garlic bread when I lived with Flashbang. And I put it in the oven. And then I sat down. And I think we started playing video games.
Yeah.
Maybe like Battlefield 3 or something. And then we're like, yeah, turn it up. And I'm like, I totally have space on it. And then all of a sudden I smell it. I'm like, it smells like burning. And then I'm like, fuck, god damn it. And I open up the oven and just pillow of black smoke just comes out. I'm like, oh shit. And I open up the kitchen door and windows and like, there's no fan my garlic to bread. Direct it out. I'm like, oh, I got no garlic bread. It's all gone. And I'm like, well, I better close the door so I at least let the smoke just kind of seep out and then go out the window. That way I don't, you know, choke us out and burnt garlic bread smoke. But it's good times. But yeah, so secret word is pizza.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry now too.
Buy Zaya pizza. Send to Zaya.
I'll send you half of a pizza.
Yeah.
Half a pizza. Like, yeah.
Can you just order the pizza and have them send half to me.
Yep. That's how that works.
Yep.
That's how we're going to do it.
That's a calzone. All right. There you go. All right, well, I guess that'll wrap it up for this episode. So thank you all for tuning in and listening. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Zaya, for joining.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we will see you guys next time.
Later.
Bye.